Hello.
Hello, Brad.
Yeah.
Hi, Brad. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department.
Uh-huh.
So we're part of your current marketing team, and you clicked in the back of your dashboard indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guaranteed. Was that done on purpose, or was that like an accidental click?
What's different in that than what I've got now?
Google Guarantee is a completely separate program. It would be an upgrade on what you currently have, and it's pay-per-lead.
Oh.
So it's at the Guaranteed section on Google, which is at the very top of the page in the Google Guarantee. It's a particular section at the top of a page when people are doing a search for specific categories in specific areas. So it's not a service that's available to every category in every area. You do happen to qualify for it, but what we're looking at, it depends on the type of services, that the cost per lead and things like that all depend on exactly what type of services it is that you're providing to the clients. We would have to, I have here your swimming pool contractor is the main category of what you're offering for Premier Construction and Concrete. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. I'd be glad to go over the details of it with you. Sometimes people who, you know, notice that your account is still pretty new with us. Sometimes people are just kind of moving things around in the dashboard and they click on it by accident, so I don't want to take up your time if it's not something you're interested in, but if you are, then I'd love to go over the details. It's up to you.
Well, I thought I was opening something, giving me more information, not necessarily signing up for a solicitation, but that's something we can consider. I think before I bought into anything else, it would behoove me. I'm paying for this junk now, and that's probably going to take me a week or two to get everything entered in and hopefully presentable and ironed out some funny-looking stuff and all that sort of thing. So it's probably wasted money for a month or so while I get it prettied up a little bit. And then we'll kind of see what happens, I guess. So you don't have any idea on the cost on the pay-per-lead?
Oh, I have the exact cost on the pay-per-lead as well as what it costs to get everything going and moving forward.
Tell me about it?
Well, there's a one-time upfront cost of a $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and the company Google Guarantee approved. It also depends on how many face-to-face employees it is that you have that are, you know, going out and doing estimate or running jobs by themselves. Additionally, your cost per lead, per qualified lead, because you only pay for the qualified ones, there's specific criteria for that, is $54.67. Google does require a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads on that, so the minimum monthly budget to start that program after your Google Guarantee approved is $713. There are a few requirements on your end. First and foremost, do you maintain the Tennessee Builder Contractors Residential BAC license?
I've got a license. Hang on a second. I'll see what it is.
Sure.
I know it's a general contracting for residential construction. I'll have to look and see what the letters are. Just a second.
Okay.
So BC-A.
Okay.
What were you looking for?
No, that's the same. That's the same thing. I was just verifying everything here. You have general BC-A. Yes, sir. You have. Do you also maintain obviously general liability insurance for the company? Correct.
General liability, workers' comp. Absolutely.
Okay, and then you can pass a background check.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, so the upfront cost on that is going to be the one-time $250 application fee, and then after that, it could can take 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always take 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen it happen as little as 4 to 8 days turnaround time, depending on how quickly you get the application back to us. Once your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you to start the leads. You would pay the $713, and we cut the leads on. Now, Google has specific requirements on what's considered a qualified lead and an unqualified lead. All the calls that are coming into you, Brad, those are all going to be recorded through the Google call tracking number. For authenticity purposes, they have AI listening. So if it's somebody requesting a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, or they're requesting a service outside of your radius that's not listed on your profile, if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it happens to be a robocall, spam call, somebody seeking employment with your company, all of those things are considered unqualified. You would not be charged for those. Those are not qualified leads. There's only two criteria that make a lead qualified, and that is A, if the client or if the prospect is requesting face-to-face appointment and you schedule a face-to-face appointment with them, then they would consider that a qualified lead. And the second one, which is probably never for what you're offering, but if they request estimate over the phone and you gave estimate over the phone, then that would be considered a qualified lead. But obviously, you're not going to give an estimate over the phone for a swimming pool. I mean,
sometimes I put them in the ballpark over the phone.
Okay.
Because you can waste time and fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if my time's worth a couple hundred dollars an hour, and
yeah.
I spend 3 hours driving 45 minutes to their house, talking to them a few minutes, driving 45 minutes home, burn $30 worth of fuel,
mm-hmm.
burn $500 worth of my time just for them to say, oh, that's a lot more than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So if I gave an estimate over the phone, that's a lead.
Google considers that a qualified lead, yes, sir. Now, there are a few, things and ways kind of around it, so to speak. First and foremost, we strongly suggest that upon making contact with the client each and every single time that you do give them your regular business line phone number, that all communication outside of the initial phone call would go through that. Additionally, if your account, if your leads were turned off, so to speak, because you do have an option for that, you would not be charged if somebody was to call you from, say they found you on the Google Guarantee list when your leads were off. They wouldn't be calling you through the Google call tracking number. They would be calling on your regular business line. That obviously is a direct lead coming to you that you didn't have to pay for independently. The leads are coming in. Once the budget is set and the leads are coming in, what happens, Brad, is they're coming directly to you, and they come at approximately 3 leads a week if they go untouched, meaning if you don't increase or decrease it, that's the idle run, is about 3 leads a week. We do have the ability to go ahead and increase those or decrease those as you see fit. Or say you get booked out, for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or whatever the case is. Maybe you go on vacation, you want to pause the leads. Wherever you pause the leads financially with $600 left in your budget, then that's where it pauses until you unpause it. There's no automatic unpause. There is no monthly surcharge for this. When you go ahead and turn those leads back on, then they would exhaust that budget before anything else was charged or even approached. Once the budget's exhausted, we contact you to ensure that you are, in fact, ready to take on more leads, and then the budget would be replenished based on what it is that you would like to invest.
You're talking about if I've already got the 13 in a month, you would call and ask me if I wanted to go above the 713 a month and
no
fees.
No. What I'm saying is so say you took the 13 in a month, just how it runs regular at the regular idle, then before we charged for the next month, we're going to call you to make sure that you want to participate again for the following month.
So you do that monthly?
Well, yeah, some people exhaust their budget within the first couple of weeks because that's usually I'm sorry?
I'm listening. I got tickled at that.
Did you? Why?
Yeah. I won't get enough leads in 2 weeks, I guarantee you.
All right. Well, it depends on how the lead flow is coming, you know, but I think you understand what kind of like what I'm getting at here.
I would like to have 40 to 80 on the books right now.
Wow. And how many do you have?
I'm as slim as I've been in about 3 years. I'm down to two or three. So we'll be out of work in a couple months if I don't get something moving, which is when I started pushing the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But we've stayed wide open for I don't know that. And we haven't quit working probably for 6 years, word of mouth.
Mm.
5, 6 years.
That's beautiful.
Actually, I just seen an email from y'all that was 18. That was probably the last time I had any advertising. I canceled that in 18, so we've been wide open a good 5 years, word of mouth, job
That's
to job
beautiful.
To job to job, no downtime. But when things are slowing down, you're either going to do a little advertising and be the guy that stays working, or you're going to have to shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Cowboy Pool Company? Okay.
I just seen them on the listing earlier today when I was searching for my listing. I kind of scrolled across theirs.
They are the only other company in your area that's listed under Google Guarantee. And the reason that I bring that up to you is because the majority of the areas that this product is coming of age or is being prominent in, there's usually anywhere between 10 to 20 providers for Google Guarantee in any given area. So with
and you've only got one participant in that right now.
There's only one, and he's not working with us. The Google this guy who's in Google Guarantee, he's not working with us. So what I'm saying is that you would dominate. That's what I'm trying to get at here, is you would dominate in this particular area because it's only you and one other guy. You don't have to, you're not having to elbow your way to the top with this particular product because there's only one other provider in your area that's offering it under the Google Guarantee. Now, when people see the word guarantee next to Google, which is already a trusted name, you know, then they feel a lot more comfort. Plus, what the guarantee actually is Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public as a service provider, that they vetted you, that they've checked, that you have the
and
proper
license. And that's just
licensing.
Basic stuff. I've got license, insurance, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You wouldn't want to be promoting anybody that didn't have that stuff anyway. That's just basic due diligence, but a whole lot of the general public does not know to do it.
Right. Exactly. They don't. And, you know, Google's guarantee to the general public what it is, Brad, is they are promising the general public that they not only have you been vetted, tried and true, that you, you know, don't have any dead bodies hanging around in the last 7 years, but that also they're backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance. Now, you and I both know in the long run of building a swimming pool and the construction of something like that, $2,000 is pennies.
Peanuts.
Exactly. However, that is what the guarantee is across all platforms from Google, backing your company. So it makes those people feel more comfortable, you know, and they select that area. They are serious inquiries. They are people who are legitimately looking. These type of leads have shown a stronger conversion for actually closing, 33% over any other type of pay-per-lead. That includes Angie's, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Networks, House, Porch, all of them.
Let me ask you a question. Do you meter these leads over time? Because I've used other services, and so you get a certain budget for so many leads monthly or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, what's happened is I may get swamped the first week of the month, and then I've hit the budget and don't get anything for the rest of the month. Well, because I get swamped the first week, you know, I may only have time to go look at a third of them. So I'll basically lose out on the rest because somebody will beat me to it.
No. No.
Are these kind of metered over time?
I understand what you're saying, but that's not how it's going to work.
Am I going to get 12 or 13 dumped on me potentially in the first week and a half?
No, you're not. unless that's what you want. So that's what I'm saying. With Google Guarantee, okay, so other type of paper leads, I understand what you're saying. Those companies, they list you in their directory, they capture the lead, and then they give it to you and they say, hey, here's a phone number, Brad, of a lead, I'm doing air quotes, okay, and
right.
You call it, and Joe calls it, and Cowboy Dude, whatever his name is, he calls it because he's on there too.
Right, and they charge
right?
every customer for that
Everybody
lead.
Everybody gets charged. One guy gets
and,
to hopefully get it, right?
And I've done real well with those, but what I have found is you need to move on that phone quickly the minute
right.
you get that lead.
Yes,
and
sir.
If you can go look at it today and establish mm-hmm. some rapport with a customer, you're
yes.
ahead.
You're good to go, and you seem very genuine, and it seems like you probably have a good closing ratio, and you just told me you haven't needed a single thing in 5 years as far as marketing goes. But this is different. We're not handing you a lead, Brad, and saying, here, hope for the best. No, these clients have gone to Google, and they're looking in the guaranteed section. They've read your profile. They've looked at your accolades. They've looked at your website.
They're looking for a product, and...
They decided to call you.
And you're just the path to get there, right?
Yeah, it's you that's being advertised in the Google Guarantee section, not us. So when you pick up that phone, you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because it says so on your caller ID, okay? It says
yeah.
so. You know that it's a lead, so you're going to be on it. And those leads are only going to come in at 3 leads a week unless you change it. So if you take on those first couple of leads and now you're swamped for a week or two, you call, you know for a fact you're not going to be able to take on any more leads, let alone answer any phone calls. You call and pause your budget.
Hey, baby, don't worry about the meal. Just load the wagon.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That just sank in, didn't it?
I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard that one. I like that one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's cool. Old country phrase down here for
yep.
hustlers. Don't worry about the mule. Just load the wagon.
I love it. I love it. You can't tell now, but I was born in Mobile, Alabama. So. Yep.
Well, cool. Where you at now?
I'm in California now.
Poor thing.
I agree. My mama moved me out here when we were young, and as you know, we're looking to get out. I just got to get this boy graduated.
Well,
from
I'll be honest with you. That is a beautiful state. It is diverse as any state
Terribly
in the
ran.
Union. You've got desert. You've got mountains. You've got
yes,
beach.
Sir.
You've got mm-hmm. the redwoods.
Yes.
But you know. Their cheese has slid off of their cracker out there.
I agree. And let me tell you, I live in Huntington Beach, so I actually live in, like, the only Republican city in the entire state, okay?
Yeah.
Which
Bless
is
your heart.
Important to me, okay? I mean, we did away with that mask mandate. We fought against them. We, you know, all kinds of stuff. So... You know, I understand. The cheese definitely slid off the cracker a while back. Their cornbread's not all the way done in the middle. You know, I know that.
Well, there's that mobile coming out right there.
Yes. Yes, sir. So I understand. But, you know, what do you think
now this
about
service,
it?
This service we're talking about, what is it called? Or what is it called?
It's called Google Guarantee. And this would be in addition to what you already have with Local Splash. It would accentuate, and it would, obviously, you're going to get a specific badge once you're approved. So the cost on it, the upfront cost, if you want to give it a go, is a one-time $250 application fee. I sent you
now,
the
something
application.
Something I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You said... there's a minimum of 13 leads per month purchase,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that comes out to $713 a month, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you said I can pause this thing. I'm not sure how that works.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I don't foresee it happening in the near future. But let's say we ran a couple weeks, couple months, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm required to purchase 13 a month, but after
Just
a few
start.
Months, say my books are loaded and I need to pause.
Start. Mm-hmm. It's not an automatic monthly charge, Brad. It's just a start. So it's 13 minimum to start. That's just the budget that Google's picked. and that's the 713 with your leads your lead cost coming out at $54.67. So once it's ready, once you're approved, we call you, you pay the 713, we cut the leads on, they start coming out at $54.67 a pop. When you pause it, you pause it. If you pause it for 6 months, if you pause it for 6 days, that budget does not roll, it does not move, it stayed there. Now you, next month, are not being charged that same cost if you still have money left in your budget. You're not being charged at all until you're ready to be charged again.
Okay. So what we're really setting is a feed rate, mm-hmm. a lead feed rate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying that'll average out 3 or 4 a week or whatever, four and a quarter.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you pause it at any time, and you're basically just paying per lead. But the
mm-hmm.
13 a month is just, we're really just setting a rate
mm-hmm.
to start.
To kick her off. Yep. And you have
the,
yeah, to kick her off. And you have the ability to, it's, you, even once your Google Guarantee approved, and say it gets more, right now it's not super competitive in the Google Guaranteed section on your page, on your, in your area, so you wouldn't necessarily, this wouldn't behoove you at this moment, but over time, if it cranked up in your area and there's more providers there, then you have the option to do what we call max lead budget, and you can name the price you're willing to pay for a lead above and beyond the 54 in order to come at the top or to capture more. So those are options.
So we're engaging
that are
in some legal bribery. Hey, Brad, you pay extra. We'll send it to you instead of them other guys.
We're not sending.
Or,
understand,
or
the client is
to
going
me.
To Google, but you would come at the top. You would come closer to the top. Right now, you don't have to worry about that because it would only be you and one other guy. That's why I'm saying, like, to get in now at ground floor is absolutely fantastic because you're going to be anchored there. Eventually, other guys in your area are going to catch on, and they're going to want to sign up for Google Guarantee as well, which is obviously going to change the way that it would come up. But if you're coming in at ground floor, you have the advantage. Absolutely. And like I'm saying, it's not right now that you would want to do that, but it is a consideration that you have available to you at some point if you chose to use it.
I got you. So really, the 13 a month is two things. It's a feed rate, and it's an initial money, because you're basically paying up front for the leads.
Yes, you are.
And then I should get 13 qualified for that money, and then
mm-hmm.
I get charged again
mm-hmm.
at whatever day of the week, day of the month that is.
When
it's
you're
just
ready.
Whenever I pause, unpause, whatever.
Yep.
When I've exhausted 13,
mm-hmm.
when I take number 14, I get hit for another $700, right?
Yep. We're going to make sure that that's what you want first, so yes. Yes. We're not in the business of just automatically charging people's cards close to $1,000 when they're not prepared for it.
What's the name of the company you're with?
I'm with your current marketing team, Local Splash.
Oh, you're with Local Splash. Okay.
Yes, sir. I've been with Local Splash for 8 years.
Okay.
In fact, the young lady who took care of you, her name is Stephanie Shaw. I trained her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, that's some good food for thought. I'm going to work through what I got, and I'm going to
okay.
keep my notes here. I've filled a page of notes as we've been discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't sound like a bad deal at all to me.
Mm-hmm.
So... Okay. I'm going to get all this other situated and kind of straighten out some verbiage on it, get some more pictures on it, and iron out some little flaws and some little stuff. Looked like a little Indian guy wrote the verbiage.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, my goodness. Do you need me to have a call from the website department come through to you on that, or are you?
Not yet. Let me spend some time
up?
On it. I've played with it a little, but. I'll just have to play with it over the next week or two as I get a few minutes and
mm-hmm.
kind of sort through it. If I struggle with anything, I can give you a shout.
I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line, as I would be the one to take care of you with the Google guarantee. Additionally, I'll send an email out to the email address we have on file summarizing everything we've spoken about. Okay?
All right.
All right. I'm going to go
ahead. What's your name again?
Amy.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number?
877.
Go on and get that wrote down with the rest of these notes. All right.
635.
Uh-huh.
6225.
All right.
My extension's 224.
All righty.
Okay.
That'll work.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully, Brad.
All righty. I appreciate you, Amy.
All right. I appreciate your time. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.